I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again. Got me feeling like a nothing, you. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded, you. Picking on the weaker man. You can take me down with just one single blow. But you don't know what you don't know.
There's a quote where it says, the guy says,
or maybe it was,
I like to know things.
It's not. It's from Parks and Rec, isn't it?
Damn it.
I drink and I know things.
Yes, that is Game of Thrones.
It is Game of Thrones?
Yeah, because I have friends who do trivia night, and they're smart. Like, why do smart people do trivia night? Don't ask me to do trivia because I'm not going to get it. But I have friends who go out and do trivia and still invite me. And they'll even invite me like it's Maria. She'll invite me for Little Mermaid night, which sounds fun.
Oh, you nailed it.
Sure, but outside of that, no. I'm not nailing anything, but they have the Game of Thrones shirts that are okay. I drink and know things.
I doubted myself. I wasn't sure. It sounds like a Nick Offerman quote too. So anyways,
Don't doubt yourself. Okay. I totally just breathed loud into the microphone. I don't know if you heard that.
No,
it was through my nose too. My nose holes are working. Do you want to know why my nose holes are working?
Yes, I do.
I busted out my Q-tip gifts today.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the kettle pour in your nose.
No.
Okay, because that's gross.
It is gross. But now I will have to explain that as well. But no, I did the Q-tips. I quietly picked my nose at my desk.
Ew, did you use a mirror? How do you know that you got them all?
Well, I looked afterwards in my phone, and then I got a booger on my phone.
Like, shut up. You did not.
Or a little snot, just something. I mean,
residue.
It wasn't. Yeah. It's still flaky. And then, oh, no, I have to show you. Not the booger.
You took a picture?
I got the booger off, but whenever I was trying to delete it off of my phone, it took some of those really unflattering photos of myself, like burst of them. So I had to delete them immediately.
I'm nervous because I've thought about taking a picture of my face just to see what it looks like or whatever. Because you can try to do the, you know, just use the camera, not actually take a picture up your nose or whatever. But you can't look at it because your eyes are up and you're getting real close to the nose.
Oh my gosh, that picture is so
like,
great.
There's 100 of them. Yeah, I guess we'll have to post those now on Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram.
Anyways, but now, like when our phones are hooked up or it goes straight to Google Photo, whatever, Saver, I don't want everyone else to see my photos.
Yeah.
So I just don't anymore. And I just, oh, well, I guess I'll just have the live burger.
Burglar.
the booger burglar.
Yeah. So I picked my nose quietly at my desk, got a booger on my phone. And I got so excited because it's the Q-tips you gave me for our anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, on the side, it looks like the woman is using it to pick her nose because she's like right at her nose. But then I read it because I was going to come show you out of excitement.
Yeah.
But then I read it and it said it's for makeup use because I was like, look, even they
really? I didn't even look at
that. That you do it. And then this is the last thing about boogers, but I have to say it because you brought it up. What you were referring to about the snot thing is the neti pot, which is equivalent to drowning. And you do that whenever you're sick because you have to like clog the back of your mouth so it doesn't go through your throat because you're trying to clean out your nose, but you want it to go from nostril to nostril. And the first time I did it, Jeremy had to show me how to do it. And I had a really bad sinus infection. And nobody told me, like, don't do this in front of him. So
it's not sexy.
Jeremy's helping me with this neti pot and, like, this big string of clog of sinus. It was, like, brown and snotty. I'm sorry. That was not on my phone. What was on my phone was a lot less dramatic than that.
Great.
Okay. Now we're starting. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I'm Lacey G.
She's got a real sock problem today, but I believe Lacey can defeat it. I can't. And get ready for another great podcast because we make a perfect pair.
Stupid. No, I'm just mean.
Oh, were you making fun of me in your head?
My favorite thing about my coworker is she always has my back. Well, does she, or does she just always agree with her spirit animal in the office? Regardless, I can't be mad at her because she's my best work friend business partner.
Oh, gross.
This agreeable person has a name, and it is
Amy Nichols. I guess we feel differently about each other today.
So we kicked off this day wrong because I had work frustrations because my computer and some of the personal stuff at work that I have to use in order to do my job has been messing up. And I'm complaining about it because it's crunch time, next week's vacation, spring break. I'm not going to be here. I have to do best of, make sure all that stuff's in order. And it's hard for me. It's impossible for me to do that whenever this stuff is messing up. So I complain about it, but nobody does anything. Now, this is not related to you yet.
Okay, I was like, I don't remember being a part of this.
No, but nobody does anything about it. Yet everybody sits in the MAM room. Now I'm just full on complaint. Yeah, everybody sits in the MAM room and then asks me, oh, Lacey, do you need this? Let me tell you what I need. I need a computer that works. I need a promo so I can finish time and everything out. Do I have any commercials due today? You have 2 weeks worth of commercials due. Like, what are you doing? What is everybody doing in here? Y'all need to go get to work. It makes me so mad. So it's like 3 p.m. yesterday. We get here early. I'm the only one here still, which is fine. I mean, I leave early a lot of times. So, I mean, that's fine. It's just what happens during best of. So I'm up here early working, late working, and my computer is messing up. So I had to take a picture of it and send it to Robert like, hey, you think I'm full of crap? Look at this. It's telling me it's going to take 26 minutes for me to mix something down, which should never happen. He responded to me with an emoji, and that made me so mad because I don't need you to respond with me to an emoji. I need you to fix the problem. It's not his problem to fix, but you can tell. I told the person to fix it. They don't fix it. It doesn't matter. So I was mad at him for responding with an emoji instead of telling me.
And he had an explanation. He was driving, and he couldn't respond with a full-on paragraph text back. I think his explanation was valid.
I think whenever I'm coming to you with a problem that you do not respond to me with an emoji, that you tell me I would have rathered no response or K. Text me back a K because that lets me know that you have received my message and you are on top of it.
He has not responded before, and you get mad at that too. So my comment about the whole situation was, let us know what you want the response to be, and we will give it to you.
And Robert, so White Cheddar is your spirit animal in the office. You are both the angriest people ever. And this is coming from me, and I sound like a complete bitch right now. So y'all are just so completely angry. So
I wasn't
as I'm saying this to him, no, just in general, okay. I'm angry right now. So as I'm saying this in general, he's walking up to you like he always does, like, oh, Amy's going to have my back. And I was like, no, Amy's not going to have your back on this. Amy's going to have my back. And then you freaking had his back.
I didn't have his back. I understood what he was saying. I think I like to play the instigator a little bit. I do this with my own family. My mom gets so mad at me all the time. She'll not complain about her husband, but talk about a situation with my stepdad. And I just, you know, have his back way too often. It's not fair, but I just feel like maybe we should see all sides.
That's not the only thing of mine you've poo-pooed on today.
Oh.
Also,
your socks?
No, my socks suck really bad, and they keep falling off, and that's just the worst. I came to you so excited because I finally did something I've been trying to do for years. I walked up behind radio DJ Mike Morse and scared the crap out of him. Mike says he can't be scared. I made him jump in his chair. It was such a wonderful moment for me. I was so proud of myself. I'm in a loud jacket and he didn't hear me. And I snuck up behind him. He's been gone. He's been traveling for work. Snuck up behind him, scared him. I was on my way to the bathroom. I had to pee really bad, but I put that to the side because I had to stand there and laugh at him for like 10 minutes. I didn't even want to talk to him after that. I just wanted to end on that note. It was so great. Don't worry. I did go to the bathroom after that. But then I come back and tell you, and I'm like, Amy, I finally did it. I legit scared the crap out of Mike. Like, he had to go to the bathroom and go drop one off after that. And what was your response to that?
Well, I said, are you sure he's okay? I don't know. What else did I say? You tell me what I'm supposed to answer, Lacey.
you were worried about his heart. You were like, ooh, you don't need to be sneaking up on Mike like that. You're going to give him a heart attack.
Well, I'm sorry. That's just
now
how
I just have the giggles. Now it's just hard to be angry whenever I have the giggles.
You're a freaking roller coaster.
Okay, obviously. Now, with all that being said, we do have a point, and this point isn't just me complaining the whole time. We have a point. We want to chime in with our girl Taylor Swift on something, but I need to bring in a witness real quick.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
Hey. Huh?
Who is this?
Shannon.
Shannon who?
Murphy.
Hi, Shannon Murphy. This is Lacey G and
Amy Nichols
from the Loose Lips podcast. And I just wanted to ask you something real quick.
Did you know that we were calling? Is this a surprise?
Well, Lacey said you might.
Okay.
But I lost hope because I was waiting in my car.
Oh, I'm so sorry that you were waiting. But I just wanted to talk to you about something because you recently made a move that made me really happy. You have been off solo in a room by yourself, and the door's always shut, and I never know if you're there, and I don't hardly see you or talk to you anymore, and that hurts me. So you mentioned possibly moving into the man room.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And now you moved into the man room, and you called me a bitch, and I wanted to see if you wanted to.
Is this call just a bitch about her calling you a bitch?
I
call it like I see it. I don't go calling names unless it's earned, and you definitely earned that today.
I disagree with you because what Shannon called me a bitch about was because I was bitching about
funny how that works.
About the Harry Potter spoiler, which I've talked about on here before, and I only said that because Anna had a similar experience with Game of Thrones. The Game of Thrones spoiler just happened. So I was saying it, and then Shannon was like, that movie's 20 years old. Well, yes, but whenever it was spoiled for me, I didn't realize how old it was. I didn't realize how old it was until I went to go watch the movie a month ago. And then I was like, oh, wow, this movie looks like crap. How old is it? And then I realized it was really old. But I disagree. I don't think that I was being a bitch today.
Well, I think it just we kind of started off on the wrong foot because as soon as I walked in the room today, you brought up the fact that you texted me yesterday and I never replied.
And which is rude.
Honestly, I would have replied had I realized that you texted, but I never saw it. And I apologized, and you still seemed like you were still kind of mad at me. And I didn't really appreciate that. I apologized, and it kind of hurt my feelings. So then after you were just continually aggressive with the conversations that you were having, just like, come on, lighten up a little bit.
Okay. Well, I apologize that I hurt your feelings because I thought that you knew that it was a joke because I sent Shannon a really important text yesterday and it said, hey, I've been watching Schitt's Creek, which is the name of some TV show that she had told me about. And I love it. It's so amazing. And so I was watching the show and I sent her that text yesterday and she never responded. So I thought you knew I was joking whenever I was like, why didn't you respond to my text? Like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
The look on your face when you were asking me about that. Like, it's almost like you're bipolar or something. And there's nice Lacey and then there's it.
Yeah.
I've got a kid hugging on me, so I can't say the B word, but then there's that, Lacey.
Can you spell it out? I don't know what B word you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. I've already said it like four times.
Oh, okay. That one.
We're
okay.
Not in a good mood today, and it was showing. And I felt kind of bad about myself, or I guess starting it off that way for you. I don't know.
I want to apologize for Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips for Lacey's behavior. I would never do that to you, Shannon.
Well, I appreciate you for apologizing, Amy. And
she's giving me the same death stare.
She's just being argumentative. I wasn't mad at you. Whenever you first showed up, it surprised me. And so I think it was a surprise look. My face has problems because it doesn't know what to do. So I think I was surprised by you. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you're here. What about that text message? And then you didn't have a text message. And then
how was it a surprise when you told me to come in there?
Because I forgot that it was the day that you were coming in. It was a happy surprise. I was surprised to see you is all. So then I looked up and you're like right there in my face. You were standing a little bit close to me, Shannon. So maybe this was sort of your fault too. But then it went from your text message to Robert's text message to innocent Harry Potter. And then I'm a B. And I just wanted to know if there's any way that I can make your stay in the mam room any more pleasant for you, because I don't want you to not be in there with us.
Or will you be moving out because of Lacey?
Well, if I move out, it's going to be because of Justin, honestly. But no, Lacey, I think that you are very kind to acknowledge the fact that you were mean and kind of a bee, and I appreciate that. And I'm one that I've learned to let it go a little bit.
Okay.
So I think that as long as you're a little bit nicer tomorrow, that we should be good.
And just to clarify, I never did say I was a bitch. I said I was bitching. I never once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I heard it differently.
Okay. But I want you to continue to stay in our room, because you know that I love you and that I've loved you for a really long time. And you and I have not only worked together for a long time, I've considered you a friend that whole time. You have coworkers and then you have friends, and I've always thought that you were a friend. So I wouldn't want to make my friend mad and make you not want to stay in the mam room because you think I'm quote unquote a bitch. We're just going to have to agree to disagree.
You're allowed to have bad days, and I will consider today the first bad day I've experienced with you.
Because I think it's just because Shannon hasn't been in our room, because I don't think that I was being a bitch today. I really don't. I think today was one of my better days.
Well, then I look forward to the days ahead.
Okay. I love you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
I love you too. Have a good day.
And listen to Stuff with Shannon. Do you want to, what's been going on Stuff with Shannon? What can people look forward to?
So I think I'm going to post an episode tomorrow that got kind of heated, actually. We started talking about the way that Deontay raises her kids, and somehow that led to me going off on a little bit of a rant about politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's never going to end well, but it still happened, and I'm not going to hide it.
Okay.
So look for that to be posted pretty soon with Stuff with Shannon.
Awesome. I look forward to it, and I look forward to us having a wonderful day in the mam room tomorrow.
Of course. Just kick that intern out of my seat.
Okay. I love you.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I love you. I was wondering if they were going to fight over that desk, because there's only one extra desk and the intern will be in tomorrow.
Yeah, well, she's going to have to not be there.
Okay.
She can figure something else out.
Okay.
Well, initially, that's why I was surprised about Shana, was because I said that there was an intern in our room for a couple days. And this was a not intern day, which is why Shannon was there.
Got it.
It just hurt my feelings. She called me a bitch.
I'm sorry. Name calling
is... And bipolar. Should I call her back and tell her I don't appreciate her calling me bipolar?
I just said the same thing about you being a roller coaster.
Well, I'm a woman. I'm not bipolar. I'm a female with some complicated emotions. Okay. Just a couple more things before we get into this Taylor Swift. I would like to acknowledge some fails.
Oh.
From yesterday.
Was I a fail?
You have failed me in so many ways, but no, not
it's not me. It's not me related. Great. I'm all aboard.
So yesterday we did the match game
yes.
with Shut Up Podcast, Your Spirit Animal, White Cheddar from mm-hmm. Fat Guy Handbook, the angriest person that we know. And while it was fun, I had a blast while we were in there.
Did you?
I
did too. Yeah, I think everybody had a good time.
I felt like we were all meshing well together and the laughs were coming. I didn't feel a lot of awkward moments. I felt like I was awkward at times just because I didn't know what to do, because I did feel the pressure. So I thought you and I should talk afterwards, but then I felt like we had a good momentum and I didn't want to end it. Or I did want to end it on a good momentum.
Right.
So I might have ended it awkwardly. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think we were super fast ending it. Like,
bye. But a couple of fails that I have to acknowledge from yesterday. I said something about a hot pocket that was a joke that we had had previously behind the scenes.
Yeah, in the office.
Yeah. And the joke was, who can bring this up organically next? And normally I fell at those jokes because I forget the word. I don't ever remember.
Oh,
I try to do that with Jeremy and it doesn't ever work. So I brought it up yesterday. Zero reaction.
That is not true. I think we were all like, whoa.
Okay.
Well, I don't think we knew how to handle it. We just weren't expecting it. You blew us out of the water.
Y'all don't know how to handle my funny. So that was a fail. Also, breaking the news to Justin.
And we thought this is the first time that he was hearing it. So we later to find out after we're done recording, he had already known about the big secret.
So we had all done a match game on Valentine's weekend over at your house, and we set Justin and his boyfriend up to fail because they were studying beforehand.
They were cheating. Let's just flat out and say it. They were cheating and no one was okay with it. So we decided to cheat back as punishment.
Yeah. So we came up with random ass questions like, what is your favorite Wikipedia page? And we all got the answer correct. Except for them. So, and they didn't even do that bad. Especially Mm-mm. like...
I mean, they got last place, but only by 1 point.
Yeah. And, I thought that was a fail. Also, I was trying to get to Justin and it didn't work.
Did you just want him to get
argue
a reaction?
With me? Yeah. And finally, the cheese slap. That was not nearly. Girl, I thought that was going to be hilarious. Robert and I were conspiring about it and how we're going
to
do it. What?
When I saw it going viral, mm-hmm. I looked at this video of people throwing food at babies, mm-hmm. and I was like,
"Pliable food." Let's be honest.
It's like, this is so sad. I did not like it at all, and so I'm glad it was an adult this time, and that he was on board. And I'm sorry that it didn't have the reaction that you wanted.
I will not be throwing cheese at babies just because I don't have a baby to throw cheese at. I don't know how I feel about it because I'm not in that position. But in the same article, I saw people throwing cheese at adults and they had really good reactions.
Yeah.
So I thought, if there's no explanation and someone just walks up and throws some cheese on your face, it's making me laugh right now. I thought it'd be funny. But I don't have the sliced cheese that comes in a wrapper like that. Uh-huh. And so that's why I had to get Robert in on it. I thought he'd be great to do the punishment. And also, I don't buy crappy cheese, which he didn't have crappy cheese, but I was thinking American cheese, which is the worst cheese.
It is.
Yeah, but that was a fail. That's going to be going up, though.
I don't think it was a fail. I don't. I think it was fine. I wish it was more exciting for you, though.
It was a fail, and then we got the F out of there. Then we were like, okay, bye. So there's that.
I think it was so fun, and I'm pretty proud of my answers. I'm not going to lie. So
they were good.
I think we had a great time with the match game. I'm sorry that you didn't like it.
No, I thought it was good. I just had to explain myself for a couple of fails on my part. And not only do we appreciate everything that you did yesterday, someone close in your family appreciated you too. They made an acknowledgement
yes,
to you.
Yes, brag alert. I was telling my husband, Josh, about my day, and it was a big one. We did the match game, so there were a bunch of questions and answers. I started listing them off, and then we had this office birthday questionnaire, and there were 10 or plus questions. I just listed them off. I was going at it, and this man, the love of my life, he stopped me in the middle of my conversation. He looked me in the eyes. He said, "Babe, you have an excellent memory."
I thought that was the greatest thing ever,
because I really did. I maybe it's a short-term memory or something that I really get, but I was so great. I went on for like 30 minutes, and if y'all know me at all, that is not something I do. I tell my husband all the time, like, you are so lucky to have me that I'm not talking your ear off all the time, but I did yesterday. I absolutely did.
Yeah, whenever Jeremy came home, he said something about talkie-talkie.
So thanks, babe.
Oh, I have a brag alert on your babe, too.
What?
Lover. I can't call him lover.
No.
Okay. Josh. Josh and I have been texting.
He told me.
Mm-hmm. We're getting kind of serious, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know, I don't know if you're getting the same
feedback?
Yeah, that I am.
He doesn't think that we're serious?
Well, I mean, I think he was a little disappointed in you because he sent you a Limp Bizkit song and you said you didn't know it. And he's like, if any Limp Bizkit person who is a fan does not know this song and has the album in their car, they should know it.
I thought we were vibing. No, you know what? Screw him then. Because you told me he was quoting a song, and then I sent him a great song, and then he responded back with a crap Limp Bizkit song whenever I initially sent him a really cool Korn song where it's Korn and Fred Durst going off in the same song, and that is an iconic song according to me in my childhood. That was a really great song, and he responds back with some crap Limp Bizkit song. I'm sorry. I know different Limp Bizkit than him because that was like underground Limp Bizkit before he was anything, and I was too young to appreciate it then. So
are you calling my husband old?
Yes. Old and dead to me now, because I thought that we were like best friends and we were really bonding.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is his peace offering. It's not really, but I'm going to say that it is. He has given me a gift, and I haven't given it to you yet. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you because I want to smooth things over. This is going bad. Okay, so he's catching up on all the old podcasts. He's finally supporting me. And he brought home something, and I just thought it was the sweetest thing ever. He got to the episode where we were talking about how we use the toilet covers to blot our faces, get all the greasy oil off.
Uh-huh.
And he brought like a stack of these to-go toilet cover seats, and they're just sitting in my bathroom, but I need to bring them. So it's a peace offering to you.
But I don't use them for my face. He just brought them home for you.
Well, no, he specifically said for you. Did you not say you did it?
He doesn't listen to the podcast correctly then.
Maybe you have a bad memory like me. Because he said he heard it.
Whatever. I thought we were best friends, and then come to find out we're not. So I don't know, the toilet seat covers are just going to smooth things over anymore. Moving on.
All right. Never mind.
What a jerk. Him, not me.
Okay. I'm sorry y'all don't like the same songs. Maybe y'all are.
I mean, there's just right and there's wrong. I told you, as soon as he sent me that Limp Bizkit song, I did not tell him, wow, my song was 1,000 times better than yours. But I told you that the next day. So maybe I'm guilty of the same thing.
You know what? I'm just going to have him text you some emojis next time.
Okay. So, Taylor Swift. Our girl, Taylor Swift.
Yes, was in Elle magazine. Woohoo!
And she's getting ready to turn 30 this year, which, yeah, let's just take a moment to acknowledge that this chick, she'll be 30. When's her birthday?
December 13th.
Yes.
1989.
Mm-hmm. She'll be 30 then. And look at what all she's done.
I know.
She's so legendary.
I know.
Did we just go for, is this my bipolar if I just went from negative to positive just like that? So she has done so much with her life, not only being successful, but she's also so thoughtful and has silently donated to charities, silently taken care of people, and then other people come to the media to alert them. She still sends out care packages for fans. Do you remember a couple years ago? I didn't get one, so this upsets me just a little bit. But whenever she was reaching out to people on social media and on Reddit and on Tumblr and sending them personalized Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
So,
like stalking them to know what they would want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that you're upset that you don't have this quilt that your grandma gave you, and I know that this isn't the next best thing, but here's a quilt, so maybe it'll make your apartment more cozy. Stuff like that.
Really, really thoughtful. She really is the sweetest thing.
She's amazing. And she's done a lot in her 30 years on this earth, but she wrote an essay called 30 Things I Learned Before Turning 30. And she said a lot of things, like being sweet to everyone all the time can get you in a lot of trouble. Which I agree with that. Being a yes person can get you all. I've had to take a step back from that where I would, I'm so nice.
Yeah, you're so nice to everybody all the time. I was about to get there. I was a second late.
But I did have to get to a point where I have to do what I want to do.
Yeah,
just because.
Make everyone happy.
Just because we haven't hung out in a really, really long time and you invite me out and I feel guilty and obligated and I feel like I have to go. I don't have to go. I'm sorry that I hadn't seen you in a long time. Not you personally, but just people in general. I'm so nice and popular that it's hard to spread my time around. I sound like a bitch. Maybe Shannon's right.
You do not.
Everybody loves me. I'm just so freaking great. Okay, moving on. She also said, I learned to stop hating every ounce of fat on my body.
I'll get there.
I learned to not let outside opinions establish the value I place on my own life choices. Vitamins make me feel so much better. Just stuff like that. I read one that said, you need a couple go-to recipes. That
right.
She's not a big cook, but she has three things that are relatively easy, but you still serve them at a dinner party and people are impressed with it.
Yeah.
So that's good advice. So it made me think,
what are our things that we would share? Things you need to know.
Yeah. So we wanted to do 30-ish things before you're 30-ish.
But we don't have that many.
That's why it's ish. It's just however many. And I'm busy, okay? I don't have time to be coming up with a list. I felt bad for in and early yesterday. I felt like we shortchanged people with a 30-minute segment. So I thought, why not give a little bit more? And I guess this is the first official time we're going to be saying it, but we off next week. I know we said it's spring break, but there won't be a podcast coming down. So you get bonus podcasts this week. One thing that I put, 30-ish things you should do before you're 30-ish is care about your health. There's too many people that don't, like, if you're feeling bad, I might not be the most motivational person, but if you're feeling, go do something about it. Yeah. Don't be negative all the time.
Josh asked me if you were still seeing a life coach.
but you should put your health first and decide to make healthier choices. Watch out for yourself. Floss your damn teeth. Do that general kind of stuff that you should have been doing all along, but now you realize that it's time. Put on sunscreen on your face.
I know.
Preserve your face so you don't look like me one day. So take care of your health. What's something that you have?
I have don't jump through hoops for some guy. Really just any relationship. It shouldn't be you have to do step A, step B to be with me. It's not supposed to be like that. It's not games. Sure, relationships are difficult. I understand that. But I don't think that we need to make this complicated circus show for someone else.
I also had something a little similar. And this is something that my friend Taylor Swift said as well, is cut the drama. Cut the drama out of your life. I've had to do that the hard way. I put up with too many people doing too much stuff. And then one day I realized I am way too old to put up with your crap. I don't care. I'm not going to be some adult helping you out anymore like this. And so I've only cut two people out of my life. But once I cut them out, bye.
Yeah.
And it was overdue and very much deserved. But then I've had those same people trying to come back. And it's like, I don't think that you understand. This isn't a fight. We're done. Friendship is over. There's no more.
Well, and my other thing that I wrote, my number two, is some relationships are for a season. And it doesn't mean that I didn't value that friendship whenever it was strong, but it's over now. And I really appreciated you then. And now it's time to move on. We're not gelling anymore. So, yeah, it's okay to say bye to friendships. They're not forever. Sometimes they're short.
I said, invest your money in meaningful things. And that doesn't necessarily mean expensive.
Right.
But whenever we first bought our house, I got two cute couches that weren't comfortable and there was like no room on. And then we ended up selling those and getting a sectional just because it was comfortable. It was oversized. I can actually lay and lounge. And now that's my spot. And then same thing with my jeans. I spend the same amount of money on different jeans and I have completely different results. So again, it's not expensive things, but I was blowing out my thighs a lot in my old jeans.
The same brand over and over and over again.
But I kept buying them because they were affordable. And now, hashtag not an ad, but I go on, I go to Nordstrom Rack app and I sort through price and I will still spend $20-$30 on jeans that are actually worth it. And they don't blow out my thighs anymore. It's so nice. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, definitely. I have living in the moment is really important. And I see so many people. I think it's important to take pictures. And we've talked about this before, whenever you're making a memory or whatever. But it's also important to be there in the moment.
Yes.
So
I agree with that. People are way too attached to their phones, and I'm so guilty of it, especially while I'm at work, because I'm doing a lot of listening and editing. So then my eyes can be free and my hands can be free. So then I'm on my phone scrolling through social media, and I know that I'm doing it just to fill my time, but I'm still like, this is a waste. I had to turn off the Screen Time app on my phone because I didn't want to know.
Really? I don't even have it on mine, and I'm scared to even
I don't want to know what it tells me. Yeah. Because at work and in the bathroom, I'm always on my phone, always. I said read more. And I know that...
I agree with this one a lot. And I'm so, so guilty of not reading enough.
I know that it takes me, or it's currently taking me forever. I'm still on the fourth book of Harry Potter. I saw a little kid at the bowling alley the other day, a little firefighter kid. No, I ran into a firefighter and his wife at the bowling alley, and the little kid was dressed up like a scientist, I guess. He had on like a lab coat, but then he was busting out. This kid was, he's smarter than me. He... How old did he tell me? Oh, he told me he was 7 3/4, and that's how Harry Potter wow. came up. Because I was like, who even talks like that? Like, normally you're like 7 1/2-ish, yeah. you know? And then I explained, like, oh, Harry Potter. I thought it was 9 3/4 until I watched the movie, and then I found out the platform's 9 3/4. And he's like, you listen to or read or watch Harry Potter, too. This kid was smart, though. I don't remember the point of that. Oh, I bonded with a little random stranger kid yeah, over Harry Potter.
You need to read more.
but I'm still reading this book, and I think it's going to take me my whole life. It'll take me shorter amount of time than it. But also, not reading a book, I watched Agatha Christie on Amazon Prime, and it's a little 3-episode series. It was so amazing, so well done, that... I think I'm going to read an Agatha Christie book, which is just crazy because is she
an author?
Agatha Christie? Oh, girl. Okay, so I started looking it up last night. Agatha Christie is an author. She also did Murder on the Orient Express.
Okay, I know that one.
And then that's all that I know of.
Oh, okay.
But she's a super famous author. Her stuff became published in 1920. But it's still getting made now. So that's why I started researching her, because Jeremy had told me that Murder on the Orient Express was one of his favorites. And all of her stuff now, like the show that I was watching, was back from the 1950s. And normally I don't like period pieces, but this was really well. I don't like Victorian, I guess. Mm-hmm. This was really well done. And so I started looking up, because I'm like, how amazing do you have to be that your work is still getting done?
Right.
Still getting all this accolade.
I can't help you.
Okay. Is it
accolade?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Still getting all this accolade now. And so I researched her last night, because Jeremy was saying, is this back from the 1950s? Because that's whenever it was. And I was like, babe, I don't know. I'm pretty sure she was writing in the 1920s. So I looked her up, and she was writing in the 1920s. That's whenever her first book became published. But she is the third highest selling author behind two others. Maybe author is the wrong word. There's one book and one author that has outsold her. Do you have any idea who?
Well, I know J.K. Rowling, and probably J.R.R. Martin is really high. Shakespeare is well known. I don't know. You always quiz me.
You got one correct. You got one correct. Shakespeare.
Okay.
What is the highest selling book of all time?
The Bible.
Yes. Okay. I was about to be really disappointed in you. Yeah. So she has only been outsold by the Bible and Shakespeare.
That's crazy.
From the 1920s.
Huh. I'm gonna have to get into this.
Yeah. So I'm super invested in that. So now after watching that, I wanna read her book now. But it'll be a while, because I'm still on the fourth book of Harry Potter. So I still have a while to go.
This one's just an obvious, family is everything, and families look different. Maybe, you know, your family are a group of really close friends or whatever, but I just think that, I don't know, family is very, very important. That's the most important thing for me. So that is all.
I agree. I said, go in a mosh pit. And I mostly said that because you said people my age should not be mosh pitting anymore. But it's something you could experience sometime. Go in a mosh pit. Break a foot on someone's face. I don't know. Just, you know,
wow.
if you're feeling it.
You have more?
Go ahead.
For that list. For the violent.
No, those are my only two violents.
Okay. Be a lover of the great outdoors, whether it's picnicking or kayaking or walking or just breathing freaking fresh air outside of a building that has walls with no windows. I'm all about el fresco.
And looking up at the stars. I know that you've said that before, to go out in the wilderness without the city lights and just look up at the stars. But that's something that I never used to do, would be to look up at the sky, and Jeremy actually taught me to do that. And sometimes it's just nice.
It's real. You know, we're looking at our screens way too often. Anything mm-hmm. that's real, that is important to me.
Beautiful. Stretch your limits. Don't be scared to do things.
I have this too. Well, I worded it differently. Be that dog that learns new tricks.
Yeah. And my example was Amy, because look at what you've done in the last 2 years. Whenever you would not be on the radio, you would not be on TV. Now you're on a podcast formerly of TV.
Look at me now.
But that's nice because you were willing to give it a try.
Yeah.
And look at you now. Whereas I did not think you were going to do it. I thought, I'm sorry to turn this into me, but I thought you were going to screw me because we were going to be able to do podcasts and you're my best friend in this office. And I knew I didn't have anybody because I'm like, who am I supposed to podcast with if it's not Amy? And then you're like, oh, give it a try. And then you did it and you were amazing you kept at it.
You're too kind.
Also, if you need some inspiration, it didn't really work for me, but read Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank, because that is what that book is about, I think, because I didn't finish it. But I read most of it, and the whole point of that book was to put yourself out there and to not care.
Yeah.
So that it's not, because you read the title and it's really off-putting because it's like, well, this just teaches you not to feel anything. Or no, it's just telling you that you have to try. You have to be able to put yourself out there. You have to be able to...
Got to risk it.
Fail to succeed. And you got to be able to take that risk because you keep putting stuff out there and then hopefully something will work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have speak the truth, and everyone knows that I'm a very honest person, but you have to do it with love. Okay. You don't just be hateful all the time. Just because you're talking the truth, telling the truth doesn't mean you have to be so angry or mean or whatever. Just say it nicely. You can say the truth nicely. What, you're giving me eyes.
I'm just wondering if this is all directed towards
no,
me.
No, it's not. I had this written down before everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we discovered more that I'm a bipolar bitch.
More than anything, I'm speaking to myself because I can be a little abrasive sometimes. So, especially the people that I'm really close with. So, yeah, anybody, everyone, not Lazy. This isn't a Lazy. Golly.
Well, you could speak the truth and still have my back. I'm signing with Robert over some damn emojis.
My next thing is don't make everything about you.
I've had a bad day.
I'm just kidding.
I really haven't. I'm in a good mood. Maybe that's why I'm confusing to people.
No, but seriously, my next one is comparing your life to others is self-destructive.
That is true. That is true, though.
Yeah. And social media is such...
The devil.
It's not the devil. It's just a platform where people are going to just feel bad about themselves.
I know. I think, well, I don't know if I could give up social media. Obviously, I'm not because of this job. And social media has become important in some workplaces. And it is important here. And I do enjoy talking to the people that reach out to us. So it's not that. And
it's where we find out things that are relevant, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
But I do hate looking on social media if I'm having a bad day and somebody else is having a great day. And not that I wish that they weren't, but it's like, why is everything so great for you?
Well, yeah, and it's like that's not true. Most people aren't posting the low parts of their life. They're always posting the highlights of their life. So it's like, yay, 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 yay. And you're living your real life and it's not so yay. That's all.
I said, be happy with yourself. Branch out and be social. I do think that is important just because I noticed that I was personally getting into a little bit of a rut lately where I feel like I watch too much TV. I'm not out doing anything. Jeremy's busy a lot. So what can I do to fill my time besides just watch TV? And so I started painting again. I went out with my neighbors the other night. And that sort of stuff has made me happy instead of just being at home.
Yeah.
So I think that it is important to make yourself go out and be social sometimes. And Jeremy and I have talked about him and I watch too much TV together. So I'm watching TV without him. I'm watching TV with him. Like, it's just too much. We need to be doing more than just that because we don't come home and eat and just need to turn on the TV. We need to do more stuff. So we've been playing games and trying to be more active in that kind of way. So I do think that that's important to go out and be social. Do something besides just looking at screens all the time.
Yeah. I have, you don't know the whole story, and I really am talking to myself on this one because I can be a little judgmental, but you don't know everyone's side of the story. You know, you can see someone on the side of the road, you know, and you judge or whatever, and you don't know what their whole life is. You don't know everybody's, there's always two sides to the story or whatever. So don't be so quick to judge because you don't know everything. That's all.
I have one more. How many do you have?
Three. But I can do like quick hits.
Okay. One of the things I said you should do 30-ish things before you turn 30-ish is buy those Brooklinen sheets. Use the promo code LOOSELIPS and text LOOSELIPS to 303030 to get your stuff in
girl.
Order. Yeah, to start doing some Beachbody on demand. And those are just personal recommendations from me. I said personal. Personal recommendations from me because they have made me happy.
I have Don't Go to Bed Mad and Do Not Use Always and Never. Those are off limits in conversations. It's not fair to use them. And you, the only thing you control is your reaction. That is what I have.
But I can't control my face, though. I really can't. I really can't control my face. Okay. That was a good list.
Yeah.
I like that.
You too.
Now, here's something I wanted to share with you that I can't take credit for. Not my idea. I saw this online. And Josh, I'm sorry that I had a one-sided fight with you earlier. But if you are listening, I don't think you're caught up yet. But if you are caught up now, you need to turn down. Turn it off. Don't listen. Don't listen.
No.
Don't listen. Don't listen.
Is it a secret? You know, he's not. He hates not knowing.
Okay.
He's not turning it down.
Well, he just needs to not listen for another month.
Okay, I think we're good.
If
I might go home and tell him. I can't decide. What is it?
Okay. Here are some good long con April Fool's pranks you can pull now.
Ooh.
So, Mr. Childbearing Hips, Josh Nichols, his birthday is on April 1st. And
yes.
So every year you like to do what?
I have a tradition to play a prank on him every year.
Mm-hmm.
And when he grew up, he says he doesn't remember his family doing that. I guess it was off limits. He was in a family of six siblings, or there were six of them. So I guess them all ganging up on him was never a good idea. Anyway, so I just thought it was really fun when we got together that I would do pranks on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I do every year.
So I saw this list, and you can start pulling pranks or setting up for a big prank a month out.
Mm-hmm. I've never done anything like that before.
You can tell your friend you got a bad tattoo on your butt and you're too embarrassed to show them, and you'll really have to sell it up and be acting it out, working on your acting skills in the meantime. Then on April 1st, tell them you're finally ready to show them, and then just moon them.
I like that one. It wouldn't work for me and Josh, but I do like that one.
Buy some Rain-X, the stuff you put on your windshield, and then use it to write creepy phrases on someone's bathroom mirror. So when they shower, that part of the mirror won't fog up and they'll think that their house is haunted for a month. And then on April 1st, tell them you were just kidding. What's a Hummel figurine? H-U-M-M-E-L? Hummel?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't
know
that one.
Is it like an action figure?
I don't know. So we'll skip that one. There's the penny prank.
Is it super glued to the ground?
Start leaving a penny a day on the floor somewhere in your house so they'll find it. Then around week three, start leaving them in weird places pennies shouldn't be, like the shower. The key is to always deny that you're doing it, but keep a straight face. So you do that for a month.
Oh, I can do that.
And then tell them on April 1st.
Oh, I can do that. But the problem is, I'll have to tell the kids too. Because if you're living with other people, they'll see it or know about it or whatever. Yeah.
And then the last one's bring a big bottle of communal hand lotion to work and tell people it's for everyone to use. And a few of them will probably love it and use it. And then get them in the habit of using it for a month. And on April 1st, fill it up with lube. I thought I was going to say hand sanitizer. Again, this is not my idea. One April Fool's prank that I saw that I thought was pretty funny. I'm sure people have done it before, but I saw one that said this guy would always eat everybody's food at work without permission.
No, that makes me so mad.
So he took donuts and syringed them full of mustard. So it's glazed donuts. And I thought
I have seen that.
I thought that was pretty funny, but then I can't stand throw up, and I would be afraid if somebody was to take a bite of a mustard-filled glazed donut that their reaction would be to throw up. And especially JC, I know he's a loud thrower-upper because I've heard him throw up before.
Really?
Yeah. He was sick one time in the bathroom, and it was so disturbing. It was 8 years ago, and I still remember it. I'm still upset about it. So, yeah. So I don't think I could be pulling a food prank because I wouldn't appreciate a food prank.
Right.
So that's it. So you can start working on that to get Josh now for his birthday.
I have been brainstorming already. I have been saving some ideas on my phone.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I love it.
Yay. Okay, cool. Well, thank y'all for hanging out with us once again. We over-delivered. I said we under-delivered yesterday with our time limit. And today we have gone on way too long. And I have a lot of work to do because I am a busy, busy person. We are off on spring break next week.
Yes.
So we're going to miss everybody. You're just going to be hanging out.
Me?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to go skiing for a couple days. We're going to go to Durango. Jeremy made my mountain mix on my phone last night. So I was really excited about that. But he was telling me he was going to save Lacey's mountain jams. And I was like, no, make it mountain mix so we can have an alliteration. And then I looked at my phone later and it said.
It says jam?
It said Macy's Mountain Mix. And I was like, don't put the wrong name. Like, then that made me angry because I'm always angry all the time.
Yeah. Alliteration.
Yeah. And so I told him to change it. And then he changed it to Lacey's Lountain Licks. But we were really getting into the spirit yesterday. He says that my musical taste is all over the place because he'd play something and I'm like, oh, that's great. And then he'd play something else and I'm like, that's crap. Don't ever put that on my phone. And it'd be like, I don't know, Rolling Stones or something. So anyway, I have a lot of cool jams that I'm going to be listening to. And we hope that you all have a wonderful and safe spring break. We will be back shortly. Check us out on our socials. We'll still be checking them over the break at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking, but not next week at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
Keep your lips. What?
Oh, and subscribe.
Oh, I'm sorry. And subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts. I don't know what I'm doing.
I've been all over the place. I think it's my fault. I don't know why we've been doing this for 2 years now. I should know what I'm doing, but now I think I'm just getting really awkward in the end. Like, I don't know how to end it anymore. What are we doing?
I'm going to take the papers away because I think you're getting nervous or something.
Okay. Happy, safe spring break. In the meantime, keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Someday I'll be living in a big old city. And all you're ever gonna be is me. Gotta be so mean.